We're just a couple of weeks from the beginning of spring, and winter is still holding on fairly well across the Northeast. It's a chilly Friday afternoon, and it will remain on the cool side as we work through this weekend, but then there is some spring in our step as we work into next week, as a warming trend will be with us. Temperatures are expected to climb well up into the 50s. A few spots may reach into the 60s by the middle part of the week ahead. But for now, we're talking about winter chill and a little bit of winter weather as well. A large East Coast storm is continuing to hit parts of the Mid-Atlantic, though the storm now is working its way out into the Atlantic Ocean. The storm is rapidly deepening, and it's a rather intense system, but it just went too far to our south to bring us any substantial weather here. However, we were on the northern edge of the system, and we had a little bit of light snow and some flurries from time to time, and there were some light coverings of snow, mainly south of Albany, last night into early today. But that storm moves away, we have high pressure building in, and that will set us up for a cold night as temperatures fall back into the single digits and teens. We'll see a few spots in the Adirondacks dip below zero, so if you have plans tonight, you'll definitely want to have that heavy coat ready to go, and maybe even the hats and gloves and scarves. Moving into the day tomorrow, high pressure will be in control early, but that high will drift off to the east as we go through the day, and that will open the door for a disturbance to come in from the west. So morning sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds. A few flurries will be possible well west of the Hudson River later tomorrow afternoon, and temperatures tomorrow will be in the 20s and 30s, so a little bit cool for this time of year. Tomorrow night into Sunday, that disturbance will work its way through the northeast. The most energy with it, though, will pass to our south, so areas to our south have a better chance of rain or snow showers. We may see a few snow showers or flurries tomorrow night into Sunday morning. So clouds will linger through the first part of the day on Sunday, then we'll see some sunshine for the second half of the day. Temperatures on Sunday will be in the 30s to around 40 degrees, and then we start to really warm things up as we move into the first half of next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, cold, low in the single digits and teens, some single digits below zero in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, morning sunshine followed by increasing clouds, high 26 to 34. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, cold, low in the single digits and teens, some single digits below zero in the Adirondacks. And for tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, chance of an afternoon flurry, high 26 to 34. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear and cold, low 16 to 24. Tomorrow, morning sunshine followed by increasing clouds, with highs in the 30s to around 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear and cold, low in the teens. Tomorrow, morning sunshine followed by increasing afternoon clouds, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide on Sunday, early clouds with an early flurry, then becoming partly sunny, highs in the 30s to around 40, and on Monday partly sunny, a chance of a shower across the North Country, warmer with highs in the 40s to around 50. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.